Before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I wanted to tell you about our brand new sponsor, St. John Clark Pain Treatment Center. If you know me at all, you know my body is a mess. I've been in car accidents. I got bulge discs in my neck and my back. I got sciatica pain. Well, no more, thanks to St. John Clark Pain Treatment Center. The difference with them is neurosomatic therapy, or NST. NST incorporates innovative ways to analyze and thoroughly explore your muscles, tendons, ligaments, and organs in order to find the hidden sources of the pain. And they're not going to go and just give you medication, move you around a little bit. This is intensive therapy that finds the root of your pain. The reason neurosomatic therapy works is because it looks at the body as a whole instead of focusing on individual systems. It worked for me, and it can work for you. Give them a call at 727-347-4325 and visit them online at stjohn-clarkptc.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive, Drop Car, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you were a program director, ops manager, which you are de facto, but no, yeah. No one admits it, and you say like, "Hey, Mike's going to replace somebody. This is going to be who is it going to be?"
I think Will is a. I think Will is a prize that nobody's discovered yet.
Yeah, he's a diamond in the rough for sure.
Yeah, I would put him on a different show and give him more exposure. But that's the first thing that I would do. So you can't reverse these things on me because I have no problem saying what's on my mind.
Okay, and. Are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hi, everybody. This is Eugenie Bondurant. I play Tigress in The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2, and you're listening to The Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. 813-693-2124 is the voice of text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. Instagram, Twitter, home_made_man. Parler. I tried Parler out. It's kind of just sitting there, but it's there. Pretty much just link the podcast to it. But maybe you're banned off Twitter. Lots of people are. So maybe you're over there. You can find me at HMB Radio over there. What else? Minds. Minds.com. HMB Radio. And Facebook. Still on Facebook. Plugging away. Just Facebook.com/HMB Radio. Like the Johnny B Show pages while you're there. That's 9 to midnight, 102.5 The Bones, a show that I co-host with Johnny B. A man named of Johnny B has his own show called The Johnny B Show. What else? Radio St. Pete. Radio St. Pete just on everything. Instagram, Twitter. Exciting news coming from Radio St. Pete very soon. Hasn't been officially announced yet, but if you tune in at 96.7 FM, there's some local music there. We're calling it Sunshine FM, I believe is the name of it, and it's all Tampa Bay-based local artists that are played on that radio stage. It's like WMNF, but better. No talk. This show will still air on RadioSaintPete.com, and I don't know if the plan is to initiate some sort of talk radio on that platform at some point, but if they do, then I'm sure we'll let you know about it. But it's just music. I think it's a great idea. All Tampa Bay musicians, and... I know we got some guys that really worked on getting a really good catalog of local music. So it's going to be awesome. So if you're in the downtown St. Pete area, tune in to 96.7 FM for a pleasant surprise. We are battening down the hatches here, boy. It's on. Corona hurricane season. We knew it was likely. We knew it was going to happen. But now we got some storms that are barreling down. We got lucky with, what was its name? It's supposed to go right up the gut of the state, and then it turned away at the last second. And hopefully we'll get lucky with this one. Laura is the one that's supposed to be, was supposed to go right up the west coast of Florida. That's like the worst possible path it could take if it hit the state, because it just ravages the coast. And the strong side of the hurricanes are on that northeast side. So it wouldn't have been good. And I don't know, maybe it happened. Maybe we're going through it right now. I don't know. But I'm recording this on the 21st, on Friday. And as of right now, it's supposed to, looks like it's going to just head into the Gulf of Mexico. We'll probably get some weather from it, certainly, because like I said, that northeast sector is where all the weather is. So it's probably still not going to be a great early part of the week on Monday and Tuesday when this comes out. I just don't want to lose power, man. That's it. Anything else I'm okay with, as long as I have air conditioning. But luckily, my father's got a generator hooked up to his grid, so he'll have air conditioning. So worst comes to worst, I'll go sit at his house and play on his internet. That's the other thing I'm going to make him hook up. Anything else, I'm good. I don't need anything else. Air conditioning, internet, I'm good. Cable TV, no, I don't need that. Don't need TV. Just need internet. Got TV on the internet. You don't even need cable. Why do you have cable? Get rid of your cable. You don't need it. It's a waste. So yeah, we got those storms barreling down. It's a little nerve-wracking, especially with the, but boy, does it make you forget about COVID-19 and the coronavirus, though? I didn't even think about it until I just brought it up just now. All I'm thinking about is hurricane. It's like the good old days. This disaster has brought us back to equilibrium. Even though it's a terrible thing, like you run the risk of, you know, your house blowing down or weeks without power. That one storm that we had a couple years ago where, power was just out for forever and didn't even hit us. I think it was Irma, right? That one that was supposed to come right up the bay. Oh, my God. So glad that didn't happen. And ended up veering south at the last minute. But power was out for people for a long-ass time. Thank God I went home the next day in my apartment. I was living in the old Northeast at the time. And right around my apartment, there's crime scene tape. As I'm driving to, I stayed at my dad's house and then wanted to go check on the apartment the next morning. There's no traffic lights. It was probably pretty dangerous. Probably shouldn't have been driving, but I just wanted to see. And I, you know, you want to go home, you know, it's your home. And there's crime scene tape wrapped all around the block. And I go, uh-oh, I think the apartment's gone. It might be gone. And it turns out just some huge oak trees that are in the neighborhood, a couple of them fell, and I go, uh-oh, well, I hope they didn't fall in the house, but I'm on the bottom floor, so if they did, I'm probably cool, and at least, like, my stuff won't be gone, I won't be able to stay there, but at least I can get some, you know, things, imperative things that I need, but turns out they fell in the road. What a relief that was, and boy, they came out real quick, chopped those things up, they're already working on it, got it out of there, went in the apartment, turned on the lights were on. Apparently the lights were out for all night, but they came back on in the morning. It couldn't have been any better for me, which I like, because I am myself. But the poor neighbors across the street were without power for freaking weeks. It was very uncomfortable to see those folks just sitting on their porch, sweating, you know. I offered my charging area if they needed to charge their phones or anything, but I didn't really know my neighbors, and they were like, nah, we're good. You know, run an extension cord or something. But, yeah, it's like you feel guilty. You don't want to look those people in the face because you're just like, why am I okay? And you're right across the street and you're suffering. It's not right. But you also just go, thank God. Thank God. And then you get in your car and drive away. This podcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa, TRUV is in Victory, Y, salonandspa.com. Get your hair done before the hurricane comes through, blows it all up, gets all messed up. Well, you're going to have to go back again. Why not go to Chrissy Parker? Let her do it at Truvy Salon and Spa, 89084 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. She'll do a great job for you. They're wearing masks. You know, she'll probably make you wear a mask. It's fine. Don't even worry about it. Don't sweat it. Make your appointment. TruVSalonAndSpa.com. I mean, this is unprecedented, though. This is weird. Two tropical systems might make landfall in the United States as hurricanes at the exact same time, pretty much. Tropical storm Laura formed on Friday morning and has sustained winds of 45 miles an hour, moving quickly. Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 14, expected to become Marco at some point, they're both expected to make landfall, head into the Gulf, which has never happened before since they started recording these things. Never been two storms in the Gulf. Now there's going to be two the exact same time. My understanding is it's not going to become like a perfect storm type of scenario where they merge together. I don't know why, but apparently it's just not how it works. So that won't be the case. But this is, I'll tell you how dumb I am too. I thought, because we're already on M, you know, in the alphabet. And for a brief second, I was like, oh, good. Well, if we get through the whole alphabet, then we're done. We won't have to worry about it anymore. That's it for storms. And I go, no, dumbass. It doesn't mean they're not going to have more storms just because we're at Z. That's not a thing. They just go on and use the Roman letters. Like it could be alpha, beta, stuff like that. They get past it. So this has been a very active season so far. Compared to years past, setting several records. Tropical systems in the Atlantic Basin are named in alphabetical order. Laura is the 12th named storm of the season, an amazing feat considering that the peak of hurricane season is yet to come mid-September. So we got a few more weeks until it actually really sinks in. And even October is, and sometimes even November, you're still getting storms. So this is crazy. Don't be scared. Be prepared. Go get your goodies, get your pretzels and your peanut butter jelly and your water. Hopefully you already did that because it's too late now if you're hearing this, but hopefully, you know, we saw what happened with toilet paper, during coronavirus, beginnings. So you should have this stuff already. I mean, and honestly, dude, I never do. This time I actually did though, because I kind of ran out and got prepared for coronavirus. My worst fear being that grocery stores are going to be closed and I cannot go without food for too long. Thank God for NTT Fitness, but I don't think they would be cooking either and delivering if it really came down to it. So I went and bought a bunch of like beefaroni and stuff like that at Big Lots. So I got plenty of food. First time in my life I've ever done that. Went and got water too. So I've had it just sitting in the cabinet. Just you put it in there, you forget about it. It's all good. And then you have it if you ever need it. Hopefully you won't ever need it. Worst comes to worst, you just, you know, either eat your food at a rapid rate, you gain a few pounds, then you call NTT Fitness, get your food, and you'll slim back down again. And you dump the water in your mouth, and you drink it, and you hydrate it, and you should be drinking water anyway. So it's not a big deal. You need it anyways. Just go get it. But yeah, this is crazy. Unprecedented times here. This is the most 2020 thing that has happened of 2020, right? I saw water spouts, six of them in the water in the Gulf of Mexico. That's insane. I mean, I don't know if I believe in God necessarily, but it certainly sounds like they're sending little hints that we're in the middle of the end. This isn't the end, but we're definitely getting there. We're approaching gradually towards the end of this great experiment. I don't know whether that's humanity of America, you know, it depends who you ask, but it seems like we're sending signs. God has a great sense of humor. Steve Bannon, he was a former, I guess, advisor to President Trump. And some dude from Sarasota, actually, too, they started this scam, allegedly. I don't know if it's, they say it's a hit job. And I don't know, with other stuff that's happened with Michael Flynn and stuff, it might be a hit job. I don't know. But it appears that they might have laundered some money from some folks, including, I found out, my dad, one of them, which is very disappointing. You got too much money if you're giving money to these people. Don't do that. Give it to me. Go to hmbradio.com/donate. Put it in my tip jar. If you want to build the wall, you're not going to build a wall, okay? These guys weren't going to do it for you. This is what the charity was for, not charity, fundraising, to privately finance a $1 trillion wall. It's not going to happen. It's too big. And they inevitably got duped. And these guys bought boats and this is why I say God has a sense of humor. So last week it was the Postal Service, right? Still is. Still is. Trump's going to shut down the Postal Service. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And Bannon was arrested on a yacht by a Chinese billionaire's yacht with some guy from Sarasota who's helping him in this scam. Arrested by post office police. Do you know the post office had a police? Not me. I didn't either. I knew it was a postmaster general, but I didn't know that meant that generals could arrest you. Can Colonel Sanders arrest me in a KFC? I don't know these things. I had no idea. The post office police arrested over 5,000 people in 2019. I guess they kind of just do mail crimes, you know? They got a lot of rules for the mail. And they have over like 4,900 convictions. So they're pretty good. You know, they get their man. And apparently Steve Bannon was involved in some mail fraud. It's just, I don't know. And that's why I say, you know, God has a sense of humor. The post office being so in the news, and then the Postal Service police arresting him, who's a former, you know, advisor to Trump. It's just, I look at 2020 and I'm just shocked. How do you not just have a smile on your face at all times? I know it's bad. You know, a lot of people are out of work. I get that. And they're not getting any help. There's, you know, I know it's bad, but just look at it from an absurd point of view where you just go, how can this get any wilder? And every time I say that, it just continues to get crazier and crazier. So I think you just have to enjoy the end. Realize that it's coming to a conclusion, this whole thing. Like I said, I don't know if it's humanity. I don't know if it's America. I'm not sure what the end is, but it's definitely ending. Something's going to happen. Empires don't last for this long. It's been hundreds of years. You know, it's time to shake things up. So just enjoy it. Don't, I get upset too. I look at stuff in the news. I get upset. Yeah, it bothers me. I think I'm a logical human being and I look at things and I go, this is insane. What the hell's going on? But once you realize that you're powerless, and I mean that in a good way. Like, you can't change the world. They tell you you can change the world. It's a lie. You can be a cog in the machine. You can work in the system, but you're not really going to change the world. The system will only allow things to change what it wants to change when it's ready. It wants participation. It wants everybody's participation. So the only winning move is not to play. So you see these things in the news and you go, this is insane. I don't understand. Let's just go, yeah. Acknowledge that it is crazy and go on with your life. Go get yourself some hurricane supplies. Worry about your family. Don't look at your 401k. It doesn't matter. It's not real. None of that's real. Yeah, there's numbers in there, but they're not real numbers. The debt's over, what, $30 trillion now? I mean, that's never getting paid back. That's not a thing. Oh, we're going to leave it to our kids. No, we're not. It's over. It's done. I was talking to my friend. He's a finance guy. And I don't really, my eyes roll in the back of my head when any sort of finance talk comes up. And I just, like I said, I got my 401k. I kind of look at that. I don't even know what the numbers mean. I just look at the bottom line. I go, oh, okay, that's cool. But he was telling me that there's a new economic model that you could print money without inflation taking place. Now that goes against all the rules of, really the only rule that I know. The more something you have, the less it's worth. They're working on something. Some scam. That's all it is. Because, I mean, that's clearly the case. It's clearly true. It's like diamonds. You know, it's not rare diamonds. They're all over the place. But they have a little Kabul, is that what you call it, an agreement, all the diamond merchants. They only put out so many to make them more valuable. Everything's a scam. So they found out a way, apparently, or they're working on a way where they could just keep printing money, spend us out of the debt. Yeah, it sounds absurd, but I think that's what they're doing. They're going to build their utopia, and then money will be kind of worthless, and it'll kind of just go away. I think that's the plan. So dollars are, everything will just kind of be produced, and they'll have some sort of mass extinction scenario where maybe perhaps a virus is released. Maybe this could be a trial run for that. You know, get rid of some people, and then the elites and a few selected others, they can kind of just, it'll be a paradise here. It sounds boring, but I think that could be the case. So make sure you get your hurricane supplies. Make sure you get your virus supplies. That's, everybody's going to have that along with their water and food. They're going to have their masks, their N95s, hand sanitizer, alcohol, gloves. Just ready to go on hand for when the big one comes along. That's actually targeted to not only just kill older folks who are drains on the system, like this virus, SARS-CoV-2, does, but it's actually just everybody who's not, it just goes by your net worth. They program the virus to a certain net worth, and then whatever you don't have, you get the axe. You're done. It's a depressing future. It doesn't seem too crazy to me, honestly. I'm still shocked that you'll still talk to people and they go, oh, it came from the wet market. Or some people say it came from Europe. You know, you talk about conspiracy theories, they'll say this with a straight face. But if you go, oh, it came from the lab, they'll go, oh, no. That's a conspiracy theory. Okay. I heard about this. I read about it the first day on a conspiracy website that it might have come from this lab. And then it turned out it came from this lab, even though some people still say it doesn't. Nobody's investigating where it came from at this point. There was tough talk from our government initially, and then they kind of went, nah. Nobody's really talking about China anymore, consequences that China should have. And then you go, well, is everybody in on it? Did all the leaders get together? And we have short memories, you know. We forget things. We fight amongst ourselves, whoever's directly in front of us. We're good at that. I don't know. This is a conspiracy theory, though. All this is that you're hearing today is a conspiracy theory, but they're fun, right? Something to think about. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com is the website. Home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. This podcast is brought to you by NTT Fitness and NTT Nutrition. Now, at the end of days, you're going to want all the time that you can have with your friends and family. And if you're single, you don't want to be doing meal prep, take up your whole Sunday for this nonsense. So just get NTT Nutrition to deliver your meals. Eat good. You feel better. You look better. I posted a picture on Instagram and was getting a bunch of compliments about how thin I look. Hey, thanks. It's not true is the angle, but I definitely have dropped weight. My pants are looser, and most of that is attributed to NTT Fitness. So get yours, use code LEVELUP15 at checkout, you know, bring in, use code END, no, I'm just kidding, LEVELUP15, get your food, spend some time with your family and friends, and enjoy the ride, nttfitness.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
I just did a really 20 depressing minutes.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Because are we recording now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What did you talk about?
Just how we're in the end times and how this is, there's signs that like the six, did you see that? There was like the tornadoes, the water tornadoes, water spouts. Did you see that in the Gulf of Mexico? Two hurricanes hitting at the same time.
I know that there were two. Go ahead.
Steve Bannon getting arrested by the post office. There's just little things.
I did see that.
Little
Those
hints.
Are little things.
Yeah.
I saw the fire tornadoes in California. That
fire
like
tornadoes.
Yeah.
I've seen those before. But yeah, it is unusual this time. I've never seen six water spouts at one time. I've never seen two hurricanes in the Gulf at the same time.
Mm.
These are just little. And Steve Bannon getting arrested by the post office cracked me up. Just when I think it's not going to get any crazier, things get crazier.
Can you go into that a little bit? I just saw that it was something about Trump's campaign or something like that.
Yeah, it was basically he was raising money to privately fund the wall.
Oh, that's
on the border. And then a bunch of boomers gave him money, and he just like allegedly put it in his pocket.
Mm.
He had said that it's a hit job. It's a political hit job. And I don't know. I mean, I've seen, you know, Michael Flynn cases like that where you go, yeah, maybe it is. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I doubt it. I think he probably just conned a bunch of boomers and they gave him money.
Yeah. And there's nothing really illegal about that if people willfully want to give you their money. You know, granted, it's not like he's not scamming them or anything like that. It claiming that he's doing something that he's not going to be doing with the money. But.
It's fraud. Yeah, you can't say you're going to build a wall and then buy a boat for yourself.
Oh, I didn't know that he bought a boat. I didn't know that he did that.
Yeah, they were just putting it in their pockets, allegedly. Did you watch any of the DNC?
Just the highlights. I don't really watch the conventions because it's just useless. They're just doing the dance. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're not learning anything new.
Yeah.
I did see the thing you posted with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I saw that. I saw a little bit of Biden's speech and just, like, you know, the typical losers, Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi, a little bit. But, I mean, I didn't watch it live. No, I didn't waste my time.
Actually,
I think it's a waste of time to watch.
I want to play that because Julia Louis-Dreyfus is calling Pence a homo.
You did that?
Yeah, I think you can hear it, too. See if you can hear this.
Joe Biden shares John Lewis's belief that every vote matters. Personally, I plan to follow the example of six current cabinet members, Vice President Pence, and President Trump himself, and vote by mail.
So Pence, I don't know if she knew this or not. I'm willing to give her the benefit of the doubt, but I have a feeling that they wouldn't be so kind to other people. Pence is a Australian slang for a gay man.
I don't think that's where she was going with it, but maybe. I thought she was trying to say putz, which would make more sense. Like
I thought she was
idiot.
Trying to say ponce, which is another gay term. It's English. They use it in England.
Maybe, actually, because he does believe in conversion therapy, so maybe that was the whole... That was the insult there to be like, oh, he hates gays, but he's really a closeted gay, like something like that.
I noticed that, I noticed they use it as a slur a lot of times when they're supposedly against using words as slurs. You know, you're not allowed to use certain terminology, but
unless they're designated for, you know, other people.
Right.
Certain
for people they don't like, for people on the wrong side. And it was like remember when Colbert said, talked about a sea holster, that Trump's mouth was a sea holster.
No, but I believe you.
Yeah, he did. And which is pretty, like, what's wrong with that? Like, I thought you all were all about gays. What's the big deal? And even Trump said, I like gays. And he had he had the gays for, you know, I guess people think that behind the scenes, he's like, I want them all dead. I just want the votes.
No, but I even told you, I think I even sent you that clip of Dave Rubin from the Rubin Report and his husband meeting Trump and how he said, you know what's wrong with you guys? You guys are too handsome. And he said that he loved gays and, you know, he was happy that he was there. I think they met him at Mar-a-Lago for like a private dinner with other people. So, I mean, Trump has been nothing but supportive of gay people and gay rights. So I don't even know where that came. I think it's just the association with Pence. That
and Republican Party, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I just find
his evangelicals.
Yeah. I just find it interesting that they're able to use slurs when they want to and condemn them when anybody else uses them. But I think for them, they're like, yeah, we like these people, but you don't. So when we call you these things, they have an effect. That's their mind frame anyways. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, like it's an insult to you, so we're going to try to insult you.
Right, because you are actually don't like these people. So right, we like right. them, so we're all good with them. It's like, you know, black people can say the N-word, but no one else can. It's right, kind of like right. we can use these words, and you can't because you're actually hateful.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I got a kick out of that. That was pretty. Did you see?
I mean,
go ahead.
Oh no, just agreeing. But go ahead.
The other really cringe moment was Billy Porter. The he performed the "That Something's Happening in Here" that song. You know that one, Buffalo Springfield.
No,
it's an old like Vietnam era song, but and it looked like a high school production. Yeah, it was so poorly done, and he's so flagrant and flamboyant that he's like dancing around this long, flowing like dress kind of pant thing.
Uh huh.
It was very, very weird. Those were the moments that I saw.
I think another cringe one for me was Billie Eilish, who's like what 17, 18, instructing everybody else on. Not only to vote, but essentially who to vote for, which was really annoying that a child is now you sing songs, you sing scary, eerie, creepy songs. Just stick to that. You're good at that. That's what you do. Why are you giving people voting advice with your troll-like hair and your 0% experience on anything? So that was just kind of that was a really annoying moment because I saw the performance and I go, okay, it's a performance, great. And then all of a sudden it cuts to her doing like a monologue and giving a message to the people at the DNC. What are you doing? What are you doing at the DNC? Go home. Go home and write a song about, you know, slitting your wrist. That's what you're good at. Don't freaking go to the DNC. So that was annoying to me.
Yeah.
That was irritating.
Well, they haven't learned a thing. And they still think that having these celebrities out there saying that Trump's bad is going to do something. They don't realize that's how they got Trump to begin with.
Right, right.
It was wild. And I didn't see Obama's, either one of them, his wife or his speech.
Saw a little bit.
But I did miss them scolding us as a people, that we have disappointed them greatly. And it was good to hear
I was wondering what the incentive is. Because, like, once you're the president, right, like, he's not going to be – like, no one goes from president to senator, right? Like, he's not going to be he's not going to occupy political space anymore. He's just kind of, like, almost like a relic, a living relic where we go, oh, that's Obama. He pops up from time to time. You know, his wife is now starting a podcast. They'll do a Netflix docuseries. Stuff like that is what they do. But – what is the point? Like, why are you almost like, why do you care? And I guess the answer to that question is just legacy, right? He's right. trying to reinstate his legacy through Joe Biden, who was his VP. But I don't understand what else you have left to prove. Like, not only were you the president once, but you're the president twice. You can never run again. You're not trying to be governor. You're not trying to be senator. You're not trying to do anything. You don't need to be there. So why are you even wasting your time and breath? And almost like, why do you care? But I realize it's legacy.
Yeah, it definitely.
It's legacy.
And his legacy is Donald Trump. That is his legacy. Like I said, I missed him lecturing to us. He's very disappointed in us that we elected Donald Trump as a people to be president after him because he was so good. Why would you get this guy who sucks? But they had an ongoing war for years and years and years and kind of highlighted Donald Trump as relevant in that battle with the birth certificate. And, you know, remember Mitt Romney had to go get Trump's endorsement in 2012, and that was because Obama gave legitimacy to Donald Trump, political capital. And I think he's very upset that Donald Trump won, and I think he's desperately wants to have some sort of
redemption
and at least helping remove him not getting that second term that he wants. So there's something that you can salvage from that whole thing.
Yeah, because a lot of people have claimed, including Trump himself, and I think this was his response on Twitter, Trump's response was, I'm president because of you,
yeah.
Obama. The way that you led the country, not forced, but made me, Donald Trump, as president, character, celebrity, whatever, appealing to the masses because of where you led the country. And I know a lot of polls have shown that people who voted for Obama in both terms voted for Trump. A lot of people switched and they voted for Trump because they were tired of where the country was going, and they were tired of being called racist and bigoted, and they saw where the country was going and towards in regards to just the stance towards police and things like that. So basically, like, Trump turned them to the dark side, and I feel like you said, Obama's trying to get some redemption for that.
We were promised hope and change, and a lot of change happened. Things got a lot worse. That's what happened after the end of 8 years. So, and then we got stuck with a game show host as president.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to give it to Obama for being. I mean, I would say he is the most presidential president I've ever seen, and he's a phenomenal orator. Clinton was not anymore. He's on the verge of death right now, but. Obama, like the way that he speaks, I mean, I've yet to see someone who gives a speech as well as he does. Just even with like his pauses and his cadence, and you want to trust him. You feel hopeful when he speaks. You know, he seems like a wholesome guy. So I mean, I think that he does have an immense pull. So does Michelle in terms of the people that they're fighting for. Obviously, you know, the left will vote left no matter what, and the right will vote right, but there's a lot of votes that they're fighting for right now. So,
yeah. Well, I just get the feeling that's probably what won him the election was I mean, I voted for him the first time. Didn't vote for him the second time. Didn't vote Republican either, though. And I think I'm done voting. I don't think I'm going to bother anymore. I don't see it doing much.
Yes and no. You know, and again, I've said this before, like half jokingly, but I'm mostly serious. You know, like when I say it doesn't matter, like who is a demonic pedophile from hell. It's about which demonic pedophile from hell will create the most jobs. So. I don't vote for people because I think they have good character. I don't think that, to be honest with you, and I could be wrong, but I don't think that I am. I don't think that you can have a good character and be successful in politics. I feel like part of the game is that you have to do some dirty stuff to get ahead. That's how it goes. So I've kind of come to terms with the fact that they all have self-interest. They're all power hungry, money hungry, and that's just the nature of the game. But like, I just would vote for the person whose methodologies align closely with what I think would be the best direction for the country. Not because a lot of people vote on character, and I get why, but to me that makes no sense. Because like, they'll say anything. You know, what did George Bush Senior say? Like, no new taxes, and then taxes went up when he went into office, and that was just a big joke. And there's no contracts. Like he Biden or Trump can say whatever they want just to get in office. And once they're in office, they can do whatever they want. Now, that's not necessarily the smartest because you need to play to your constituency and your base. But nevertheless, there's no contract saying I will do this. They're just words. They're just words. So
are you optimistic for the future?
Yes and no. I think that I'm not optimistic for other people. I'm optimistic for myself because I'm able to kind of, at the very least, I'm able to detach myself emotionally from what's going on. We can, like you and I, we look at it, we like to study it, we investigate, but, and maybe it makes us like angry superficially, but like we get what it is. It's just a pony show. It's just theater. It's just a performance, and so I feel like we're able to like distance ourselves, and we can go, oh man, we're all going to hell in a handbasket, and kind of laugh at it, and at the end of the day, go to a bar and have a good time. Well, not now, but you know, usually. But I'm not hopeful, and to be honest with you, Will, my fear is not so much for politics and things like that. I honestly think that will get better.
it may get worse before it gets better, but I think that we will chill out just because that's just the ebbs and flows of a society in flux, right? Things are good and things are bad, and there's civil wars, and then there's, you know, civil peace. So, but my main concern, and has been my main concern, and is the main reason why I wouldn't want to bring a child into this world, is because of technology. I feel like you're basically just bringing someone who will eventually just turn into a cyborg. You know, how valuable is life if you spend it playing video games and, you know, just attached to a phone? I know that sounds really sad, but that's really, I don't think technology, I think we've surpassed the point where it's good for us, and now it's going to be very harmful for our health, mentally and physically. So, and then with the pandemic, obviously, we're now forced to quarantine and socialize less. That's not good for anybody's brain, but especially a developing brain. So I am not very hopeful for other people and other people's children, if that makes sense. I know it's kind of sad, but it's true.
Yeah. Strange times indeed, man. I think I'm cautiously optimistic, not super confident in it. I'm going to sit on the fence for a while and see what happens in the next few months. Anyway, that's it for us this week. I'm sorry. That's such a weird episode. Such a downer. I kind of got rushed for time, and usually Anna comes and sits in here with me, and I just didn't, couldn't make it happen this week. I had to go into work, and I got to go to work early on Fridays to the station and get stuff done. So I just didn't get a chance to do a real, real episode. But I hope I didn't bum you out too bad, and I hope you subscribe to the podcast and tell a friend about it and share it and retweet it. Follow me on social media at @home_made_man. You can follow Anna at Anna Hummel Radio, HMB Radio on Facebook, Radio St. Pete, just Radio St. Pete on Twitter and Instagram and all that, and Facebook too, RadioSt.Pete.com. Johnny B Show, weeknights, 9 to midnight, and with Johnny B in there on 102.5 The Bone. So check that out. Go to hmbradio.com/donate and throw some shekels in the jar if you want. That'd be cool. I hope you survived a hurricane. I hope that we survive this election. And I will talk to you next week, maybe. My name is Will Koontz. This has been the Homemade Broadcast. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Be safe, be kind, good luck. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.